We love getting good news, no matter what's going on in our lives. But the best time to get good news is when things aren't going all that well, when we're down in a valley rather than up on a mountaintop. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, I don't know where you're at in your life just at the moment, but you can be absolutely certain that God does. And if perhaps you're stuck in a place that, given a choice, you wouldn't be in, then now would absolutely be a great time to receive some good news. God knows that. That's why, to Israel, who'd been stuck as slaves in exile in Babylon for going on to three generations, God sent the prophet Isaiah to tell them this. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is on me. The Lord has chosen me to tell good news to the poor and to comfort those who are sad. He sent me to tell the captives and prisoners that they've been set free." And fancy, around 700 years later, at the very beginning of his public ministry, Jesus chose to read that particular scripture down at the local synagogue, after which he said of himself, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, he, Jesus, came to bring good news to the poor, to comfort those who are sad, to tell the captives that they've been set free. Friend, no matter where you're at, how stuck you may feel, no matter what the world is shouting at you, Jesus came for you. And I implore you today to grab hold of his promise with both hands and hang on tight. Jesus came to bring you this good news. That's God's word, fresh for you today. A great part of that freedom is overcoming the sin that's been plaguing your life. He came to set the captives free, amen? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin, Once and for All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.